This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome, I'm Karen Hunter, and with me today is Gwen Biggerstaff, CDC's Food Corps Coordinator. Gwen, tell us what Food Corps stands for and who participates in it.
Food Corps stands for Foodborne Diseases, Centers for Outbreak Response Enhancement. Currently, 7 centers participate, and they cover about 13% of the U.S. population, or about 41 million people. These centers are based in health departments across the country.
That's a lot of people. What exactly does Food Corps do?
Well, Food Corps centers work together to develop new and better methods to detect, investigate, respond to, and control multi-state outbreaks of foodborne diseases. The centers focus mainly on outbreaks caused by bacteria, like Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria. They also will be better able to detect and investigate viral and parasitic foodborne disease outbreaks as a result of Food Corps.
Has Food Corps helped solve any big foodborne outbreaks?
Yes. One example is when Food Corps played a key role in solving a 2012 multi-state outbreak of Salmonella infections that was eventually linked to frozen, raw, scraped ground tuna. This is a product that's used in certain types of sushi. In 5 of the 7 Food Corps centers, the laboratories were able to identify people who got sick in this outbreak because these people had the same strain of Salmonella that was causing the outbreak. The centers contributed critical evidence that helped quickly identify the contaminated tuna product.
What other successes can you tell us about?
The centers work together to develop model practices for outbreak response so others can learn from their experience and replicate what works best.
Tell us a little more about these model practices.
Food Corps teams effectively work together to find what sick people ate, do faster DNA fingerprinting of the bacteria that made them sick, and to respond more rapidly. By collaborating, these teams can quickly share information across states and track down contaminated food sources. Food Corps is building strength in 3 critical areas of public health: epidemiology, laboratory, and environmental health.
Thanks, Gwen, for telling us about Food Corps and its successes.
Thank you for having me. For more information about Food Corps, please visit www.cdc.gov/foodcore.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.